Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Friday night, June the 6th, 2014, and welcome to the Macedonian Call Around the Globe. I'm Sister Joanna Green. My husband is Brother Clint Green, and we're just glad to be with you tonight. Thank you all for listening in. And we do this every Friday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, p.m., of course. And we just want to welcome our new grandson, Seth, Seth David Gilbert. Praise God. He came in the world yesterday at 7:31 a.m. in the morning. And we just thank God that baby is all, he's well, and mommy as well. My daughter, she is doing really good. So we want to praise the Lord for that. Tonight, it's if you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Maybe you have a prayer request. Maybe you have a testimony. Or maybe you're a preacher and you'd like to help us preach. The subject is Come and See. Praise God. Remember, we only go by the King James Version Bible only. Praise God. And so there will be no mistakes or no misunderstandings. We just only go by the King James Bible. We've got several prayer requests. I'd like to start the broadcast out with prayer before we even turn the prayer request in, and then we'll have prayer for the prayer request later toward the end of the broadcast. But there's some really urgent prayer requests. One, I want to mention right now, and as we open up in prayer, I want us to take this little girl on our heart, Sister Arlene Harrison. She says 28 minutes ago, now we've already prayed for her, but we need the world to pray. Praise God. The more praying, the better. This little girl, her name is Ava Grace. She was found in a swimming pool. She's in a coma. They are trying to bring her back now. Please pray she will recover. The doctors say she won't, but they don't know how big our God is. Now, we need to keep that. We need to seriously pray right now, praise God, as we open up this broadcast with prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask, Lord Jesus, you touch this little girl, Ava. Lord, you see her, Lord, in the condition that she's in, Lord. We see the report the doctors are given that they're saying no way, but we know, God, you're the great physician, and we know there is a way. There's a hope in you, Jesus, and we know that you can heal her body, Lord, as you reach across this world, dear God, and touch the hearts and lives of other families that are hurting, dear God, and need salvation, and they need healing in their bodies. And Lord Jesus, we ask that you send ministering angels to them, dear God, across this whole world, dear Lord, that's listening in. And those families that are represented here tonight, God, they may not be able to listen in, but maybe someone else in their family is listening. And maybe, Lord, you'll give something to them to say to help win souls, their lost family, to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your word go forth with the anointing, dear God, to destroy yokes of bondage and set people free, dear God. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you and anoint every preacher here tonight, dear God. We thank you and we give you all the glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. We thank you, Lord. So we want to start out here. First, we always love to say that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I see a caller here, 770-584. Come in, tell us who you are, where you're located, and we've got a couple more callers. We'll get them to announce them, too.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Hallelujah, Brother John. Good to have you on here tonight, and glad you called in, Brother. 770-855, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Robin Gresham from Thomaston, Georgia.
Hallelujah, Sister Robin. Good to have you too, sis.
Thank you.
661-748, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Sister Gladys Dittmer in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise God, Sister Gladys. Glad to have you on here too, sis. Thank the Lord for all the callers tonight. And as the Lord leads, we're going to have each one of them to come in and give you the word of God. And they're great ministers for the Lord. If you've never heard them, we're in for a treat. Praise God. And you know, it's the word of God that goes forth. And they're very compassionate for the word of God. And they live the life and they walk the walk and talk the talk. Praise God. They're the real deal. You know, there's a lot of Christians I see on, they say they're Christians and they're on Facebook, and one day they're praising God and another day they're just a cussing up a storm, and it's just so sad. But I tell you, the panelists on here tonight, they are true Christians, praise God. They don't talk like that, and they really love Jesus, and you can hear it in their voice when they preach. So, Brother John, we want to welcome you, brother, and go right ahead, and you obey the Lord, brother.
Okay, sister, if you want to, go ahead and let Sister Robin, Sister Gladys go first.
Okay, brother. Sister Robin, are you ready, sis?
Oh, I am.
Praise God. Amen. Go ahead, sis, and obey
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Well, the Lord started dealing with me on John chapter 1 about John baptizing Jesus. And starting verse 35, again the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. And then verse 29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And go back to 37. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard him speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Now the thing that John 11, verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In John 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We need to come and see Jesus. We need to let him be our Savior, our Redeemer, and our Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
That's what the Lord gave me.
Praise God, Sister Robin. That's good. That's right. Praise the Lord. With what we're trying to do is point the people to Jesus, and he is the only
Amen.
Way that we can make it to heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Gladys, are you ready, sis?
Yes, ma'am. I sure am.
Oh, praise God. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, Sister Green, it's a privilege and an honor. I appreciate you and Brother Clint inviting me on to the broadcast. It's been a while for different reasons, but God is good, and he takes care of us each and every day. Happened to grab this together. I got my computer at the end of this evening, loaning it to our pastor, but God still takes care of everything. I pray I don't read over a lot of the other scriptures the other ministers want to cover, but this is what I went over with the Lord, and it's in John 4, 5 through 15. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am I, woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. I want to go on down to John 4, 19 through 26, and explain a little. I'm kind of skipping a few scriptures, but you can go over those yourself. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh then, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. Ye know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I have a couple other scriptures, but what I skipped over was a very important part. He was telling her about the life that she was living, and he had told her, he said, won't you basically bring your husband here? And she said, she didn't have a husband. He said, thou speakest well. I'm paraphrasing here. I'm not wanting to get out of context here, but I'll explain it in a basic way. But she had lived with five men already that were husbands of someone else, or she had, according to the word, five husbands, And this last one she was with wasn't her husband also. But when he explained this to the woman, she seemed to be so shocked. He said that you have to be a prophet to tell me all of this. And she was just in awe. Then I think at that time she understood a little better. See, this woman didn't come out when the regular women came out. She came there by herself. And the festivity of the day, the highlight of the day of that time for the Samaritans was for all the women to go out and be able to chat and talk and fellowship at the well. They'd bring their buckets or whatever it was that they drew the water with, and they spoke to each other. But this woman has not been found fondly among the women of the Samaritans. She had been ostracized, and she had been put down, and she had been laughed at and told many things. And I'm going to go on down to the last two scriptures I had. It said John 4:39, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, because after she had told her all these things about her life, she knew in her heart and even spoke it that he must be a prophet. And she ran to tell the people. She said, I believe. He's spoken things that he did not know. And there's many things that there are times in our lives that God knows us better than we know ourselves. There's many people around us that think they know about us, and they may laugh and they may scorn and talk about us, but they don't know our lives. We only have to be presentable to God. But the one woman, she ran out to the city and she told him, come here, this man. He's a prophet. He told me everything that I've done. And she was just in awe and amazed. And in that scripture, John 4:39, it says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. In John 14:6, it says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I believe in that day and hour when she spent that time at the well, it was one of the best days of her life. I'm positively sure of that. But she learned that she wasn't unvaluable. She was very valuable in the eyes of Jesus. And what the world needs to understand is Jesus loves you right where you are. Whether I've said it too many times, but I'll speak it until I die. All Amen. The drug addicts out there, you don't have to be a drug addict. If you're lonely, you don't have to be lonely. If you're Amen. Bothered by spirits of oppression and depression, just lean on Jesus. Just cry out. He will hear your voice. If you just say, Lord, Amen. Help me right where I'm at. I don't know how to get out of this mess, and everybody's laughing at me. You tell a person that is an addict or even wants to reach for whatever drugs that they're reaching for, they'll continuously do that if they're raised up in a home life of scorn and letting them know that you're not valued in my eyes. You know, many children today are spoken to as worse than a dog, in all honesty. They're told, get out of my face, and just told that we don't love you. And people need today they're grieving and crying out, I'm lonely, I need God, but they don't really know what they're searching for. That's why they go to the drugs. They go to the booze. They go to anything and everything, the sex. They go to anything and everything to fill that void. They don't understand it. But that day and hour, I believe that woman saw that she was precious in the eyes of Jesus. And if we can tell anything on this broadcast, that everyone that's listening to my voice, they're precious to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he died a high price for each of us. And that was the one thing he wanted to let that woman know. Even though I know your sin, if you repent of them and ask for forgiveness, I will give you life, and I'll give it to you abundantly. You can find life only through me. And that's what people have to understand. There's only one way. Jesus is the door, and we have to ask for forgiveness from him. Those were lengthy scriptures, but they're all good. And I praise God. You know, as a little girl, I had I won't mention his name, but he was more than abusive, but I grew up with two brothers and two sisters, and I grew up with a brother that told me I was ugly, and I believed him. The first day I went out on a date with my husband now, he said, you're beautiful. I told him he was a liar. In my heart, I believed that I was ugly. And there's many people today that look at themselves and feel like they're worthless, but anyone and everyone that listens to this broadcast needs to understand that we love each of you, and none of you are worthless. Jesus loves you, and I believe it's through our testimony. That's how we have to do it. We have to bring people in through our testimony. Your actions will speak louder than words, and there will be people that will never own a Bible, but but they'll watch your life, and you may be the only Bible they ever read. I want to turn back over to you, Sister Green.
Praise God. Enjoyed you too, Sister Robin and Sister Gladys, the wonderful word there, and thank God for you, both of you, and all of the callers. We have another caller. Before we get you, Brother John, 423, come and tell us who you are and where you're located there.
This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. We had just prayed right before you come on there. There's a little girl. There's a prayer request on a little girl. Her name is Eva Grace. She was found in a swimming pool, and she's in a coma. And 44 minutes ago is when I got this over Facebook, and they were trying to resuscitate her. She's in a coma. Doctors say they don't think they're going to be able to get her back. But we know a God that can. We know that Lord
yes.
Jesus Christ that healed the lame, healed blinded eyes, caused the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Praise God. Raised the dead. Praise the Lord that he can. We know a man that can. Praise the Lord. And we prayed for her, but we want you and Sister Betty also take her on your heart and keep her in prayer. Her name is Eva Grace. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm just going to go ahead and read some more of the prayer request. And before I do that, at the beginning of the broadcast, I had said how the Lord has blessed us again with another grandchild. Seth David Gilbert is his name, and he is a little over 24 hours old. I guess he's a day and a half old now. He was born yesterday morning at 7:31 a.m., and we thank God that baby and mommy is doing well. Hallelujah. So that was a great praise report. So we've been kind of scattered trying to get to you guys what the subject's going to be tonight, and we do apologize for that. And I just want to kind of make a little announcement here. If the ones that calls in, if you don't mind, we had some interruption on Brother Yearwood's broadcast on Tuesday. Someone was knocking at our door, and we had to get the door, and we didn't put it on mute, I don't believe, and so that might have interrupted some. But I just want to remind you, if you have another telephone maybe and you're answering it, remember to put yourself on mute, because that does come over the airway. And we just thank God for you all. You all are wonderful. Thank the Lord. Dustin Bowen says he wants us to pray for him that he can reach out and bring some new souls to God's house this Sunday. So that's a good prayer request there. He wants to win souls. Brother Tim Hall says, can you continue to pray for him and Sister Hall, please? Heart issues and finances. And he says, thank you. Sister Crystal Clark says, I've been having chest pains again. My family, pray for her family and unspoken request. Sister Kelly Riddle says, pray for her family. She is finally getting over the stomach virus after 5 days. But now her son Hayden has it. Please pray for him to get better fast, and that Sean, that's her husband, and her two other boys, that they don't get this stomach virus. That's a horrible thing. Being a nurse, I know I see a lot of it. And it is going around here in Ohio. So remember that, and other states too, I guess. Sister Christina Marie says she has an unspoken request. Brother Jerry Bowen says, I just want to thank God for all he has blessed with him. I'm sorry. He just wants to thank God for all he is blessing him with. And please bless those in need of whatever it may be in the name of Jesus. Praise God. So he has a testimony and a prayer request, the Lord to touch everybody's needs. So Sister Penny Bain says, please pray for her husband, Frank. Brother Frank has really been battling heart issues in and out of the hospital. They've about lost him a few times, and just remember him. Sister Shannon Abner says, pray that her work has mercy on her. She has missed a lot of time. She goes to our church. She's had blood clots in her legs and I believe lungs, I'm not really sure. But now she has fractured her foot, and they want her to have surgery. And she has taken off the limit at her job. So pray that she will find favor at her job and that it will stay safe and secure. Praise God, so that she can have the surgery. I pray that God will fix her foot and she won't need the surgery. Hallelujah. We prayed for her the other day, so we'll pray for her again. Praise the Lord. Brother Michael Millett says, please pray for Dolores. She is a good friend and a gospel singer. She has stage 4 cancer, believing God for a miracle. And he says, God bless. Sister Tricia Isom says, please pray for peace. Shalom released into her grandson's life, Levi. He needs healed of autistic tendencies. And she thanks us. Praise God, that's our niece. So keep her in prayer, and our nephew, her son there, or her grandson, I'm sorry, Levi. Brother Carl Nichols says, pray for Greg. Jenny Lynn's husband, they took him to the hospice in Middletown. And so we really need to lift him up. Sister Jenny Lynn is a wonderful woman. So is her husband there. And that's just so sad. They've not been married a long time. So let's pray about that. Also, Sister Ella Wills says, please pray for her family. Sister Luanda Turner, unspoken, please. She says, if you just call my name up to Jesus, I would appreciate it. Her name is Luanda, L-U-O-N-D-A, Turner. Sister Joanne Gillen says, help me pray for unsaved family and have some unspoken prayer requests also. Sister Lana King says she's been battling depression this week and could really use some prayer. Sister Arlene Harrison, she's the one that turned in the prayer for the little girl, Ava Grace, that's been found in a swimming pool, and they're trying to resuscitate her 51 minutes ago, that is now in a coma. So please keep her in prayer. Praise God. And as the, Sister Robin, do you have any prayer requests this?
I don't, but I'd like to testify.
Amen. Go right ahead.
I just want to say that you brought that out about the people that are on the drugs unnecessarily. But the thing that the Lord has called me to do before, I haven't talked to anybody that's on drugs, but at one time in my life I was on drugs. And I thank God right now that I didn't ever get to where I was hooked on drugs, that it became an everyday need. I thank God for that. But I want everybody out there to know that this is something that you can get away with. You can get away from. But it's going to take Jesus in your life.
Amen.
It's a darkness. It's a need. It's a craving. But the only way out of that is to have Jesus in your life. I will say that from experience, because I believe that the Lord is sending me out right now to talk to people that somebody that has never been there before knows anything about. And I just want to praise God for that right now. Thank you, Jesus. I just want everybody to know that is the place that you get in. It's darkness. It's evil. And it's the place that the only answer that you have is Jesus. Just cry out to him. He will be there at every minute, every second that you need him. He will always be there for you. And I just feel like I had to say that.
Praise God. Amen. Somebody's listening. Somebody needs to be set free tonight of drug addiction. It's all over the world, and whether it be prescription drugs or whether it be street drugs, God knows.
Amen.
And God sees you. And you know, suicide is running rampant, and we've got news for you, good news. There is hope in Jesus. A young lady was going to try to take her life several times this week. And Brother Tim Hall, he's felt led to start up prayer requests and do prayer meeting on Facebook every Thursday night. And the young lady had wrote in to him, and I guess he had asked her if it's okay if he shared it on Facebook. And it was a wonderful, it was wonderful testimony. She was trying to take her life Wednesday night. It must have been Thursday night. And mm-hmm. it was last night. And I guess she got to reading there. She had already turned in prayer requests. And Brother Tim Hall and all the people in the group began to pray over all the prayer requests. And the lady, she gave her heart to Jesus, praise God. And she said that the next morning, this morning, that a job that she had been seeking for 4 months ago called her and is going to give her 25%, not 25 cents, but 25% more mm-hmm. of what she really needed and on her oh, wages. Yeah. So, and also, I guess her nephew, they had told him he had cancer. I don't know if he's a little boy or what. I don't think she said, but they said he had cancer, and I believe it was in the kidney. And then they had said that she found out today that they told her that they were mistaken, that there is no cancer. So she's had all Amen. Kind of wonderful news, and just pray for them that are drug addicted. You know, there's an answer, like Amen. Sister Robin said, and the answer is Jesus. Praise God. Amen. You just got to trust him. Praise Lord. He'll fill that void that you're missing there. If there's something empty and you're looking for, I don't know, a good time, maybe you've got a craving for drugs and you're addicted to it. I don't know what that's like, but as Sister Robin said, she has been set free, and you can be set free. I've been set free of my sins, praise God. And she has Amen. Been set free, and you can be too. There is hope, praise God. Sister Gladys, do you have any prayer requests, sis?
Yes, I do, Sister Joanna. I just got a couple before we started, and that was from Brother John Lovelace's wife. Of course, she said he always needs prayer because he's got some kind of cancer that affected the liver, and they've removed whatever mass was there, but he's on chemo right now, and bless his heart, he's faithful to come to the house of God, and just lift him up in prayer. His name's John Lovelace. His wife, Debbie Lovelace, I'm sure it's not easy when your husband has a diagnosis like that. She said she had a sister coming to their home and had to stop on one of her flights because halfway there because her leg had been hurting her so bad, I guess she had injured it. Remember my Uncle Gary, he too has had cancer, and they sent him home. He's lost a lot of weight, but I know my God's a big God, and he's a delivering God, and he'll heal him. God's really doing some awesome things. In my son's life, it's kind of shaky right now, but there's a misunderstanding in his job, and they were going to relieve him from his job and let him go, but I've been praying, God, if it's your will, let him get it back. And they called him today and said he's going to work tomorrow and Monday. So I believe by faith he will have his job back. I give God Praise. The glory for that. Pray for his wife Amen. And him. They're young. But it's like I've told them over and over, without God in a marriage, you can't keep a marriage together. I give God the glory for the 30 years of mine and Tim's marriage. We just celebrated June 1st. And pray for our church and our Bishop Wayne Gifford. Be also in prayer for Sister Pat Cravens. You know, if you do the attack, if you're doing anything for God, there are many times that we face, you know, it's like I've always said, new levels, new devils, and the devil wants to make mm-hmm. people feel like that they're worthless, that they're never going to go back on the field. And Sister Pat is an evangelist, and she's meant to be out on the field, and he's trying to hinder, but he won't stop. And she's been in two car accidents recently, and they had to do a surgery. One dealt with two discs, and they take a balloon in there, put semen in there, and they thought that had burst open today. But praise God, after posting some prayer requests, the people had prayed, and God is good to answer those prayers. She didn't have any swelling, but then they had to give her 4 shots at the hospital or at the doctor's office, and she's back at home. So I give God all glory for this broadcast and the people that it's reaching. Give it back to yes, you, Sister amen. Green.
Praise God. Amen. And as yes. Brother John and Brother Yearwood, they come in to minister, they'll be turning in their prayer requests, and we'll definitely be praying over these at the end of the broadcast. And so we want to get this song here, and then we want Brother John to obey God.
Oh,
Praise God. That's a wonderful song. Come see a man mm-hmm. named Jesus Christ. And it's 12 minutes and 40 seconds long, and I played 6 minutes of it. If you want to listen to the entirety, it's Josh Bowman on YouTube at Redemption Road Church. Praise God. So we're going to get Brother John, you just come in here, and we're going to announce the phone number first. So if you want to be a part of this, call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to email us, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Go right ahead, Brother John.
Praise the Lord. Brother and Sister Green, praise the Lord for the opportunity, amen, to come in the broadcast and be able to speak the Master's Word. Praise the Lord for what he's doing, what he's going to do, amen. You know, the Bible says, in, I believe it's in Psalms 107, verse 20, it says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. You know, God has sent his word tonight, amen. He sent his word, amen, and into all of us, amen, to deliver us from the destructions. You know, there's thinking, amen, and, you know, as it come in, there are so many places that we go throughout the whole Bible. Just come and see the Lord Jesus Christ. Just come and see him. And I know as Sister Glass has already brought this out in John chapter 4, but as the people begin to speak and as the Spirit of the Lord begin to deal with me and dwell with me, and amen, and some of the prayer requests I want to give, Tommy Parton, Senior, he has cancer and fourth stage lung cancer. His son, Tommy Peyton Jr., saw him the other day. He used to be in our church. He's going to another church now, but God is moving upon his life, and I praise the Lord for that. I want to give a praise report tonight. A couple weeks ago in the broadcast, we had a young 15-year-old girl, amen, that had run away here in Georgia, and God had dealt with me to speak to the family members that she would return home within 14 days. And day before yesterday, she came back on the 14th day back to the house. So she's back home and reunited with her family. So I praise the Lord for mm-hmm. what God is doing, what God's going to do. Amen. And so we just praise the Lord that prayer does work and answer. But I thought as some of you were bringing your prayer requests, you know, here in John chapter 4, and I know Sister Glass covered this, but God has given me some other scriptures and also in some other places. But I do want to touch some highlights, you know, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. And as we are coming, amen, that we are establishing God's word. We are establishing God's witness for you to come and see the witness. So this is what the woman at the well did. And, you know, it talks about that it was needed for him to come into the certain parcel. There was a reason why he come. You know, the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, amen, that he directs our paths, amen. The Bible says that God is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path in Psalms 119:105. And so as they come there, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't come here by accident. And you need to know tonight, God has come to a certain place, amen. We're all here tonight sitting by the well, amen. We've all come out to draw water out of that well, to come out to whatever that way of sustaining us, you know, as the prayer request, you know, heard of this young woman, amen, wanting to take her life because of things were going on, maybe her employment, maybe finances, these things, amen, how the mark of the beast and how it's been given power, amen, against to wear out the saints, and amen, and how oppression, people are bound by drugs in captivity, amen, hallelujah, these different things, captivity to their sins, amen. But the Bible says, who the Son has set free is free indeed. And tonight, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. And so as we come, and amen, as he came, amen, to this certain place, hallelujah, and was wearied with his journey, amen. It was the sixth hour. It was half of the day had gone by, amen. And so just as Sister Glass had brought out, this was a time, this was a unique time. This woman should have been out with the rest, but she had been set apart of her, amen, her lifestyle and the way that she lives. And I'm speaking to those of you tonight that have been set apart, but there's two types of setting apart, amen. We can be set apart by his holiness, amen, or we can be set apart by our sins tonight, amen. But you know what? That needs to bring us together. The Bible says, amen, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, not height nor depth.
principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. So whatever is going on in your life, whatever your circumstances is, whatever your situation, from that young girl that was found in the pool, amen, to those that are cancer, you need to know tonight that there's nothing, no matter what you have. And just like this Brother John Lovis, that Sister Gladys was talking about, and having cancer, amen, as he comes, amen, he's made that effort, amen, hallelujah, to come into the healing waters. Amen. You know, the situation, you know, even in the book of Genesis, when the city came out, amen, when the flood came in, amen, the book of Genesis, when all man's evil thoughts were evil continually, and the imagination of man, amen, that God had repented that he'd even made man, amen. But there was one that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And tonight I'm glad that we are able to find the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are those, amen, that have sought and found the grace of God. For we're saved by grace. The Bible says in Philippians 2:8, through faith, which is a gift of God, amen. It's not a gift of ourselves. We don't earn it. It's not by works. The scripture says, let any man should boast. Amen. We come, amen, that he was journeying. This woman came, and he thirsted, amen. He said, give me a drink, amen. Amen. This was out of context, amen, as Sister Gladys brought out, because the Belgians had no dealings, amen, with the Jews. The Jews had a law, amen. The Bible says, I believe it's in Acts 10, amen, verse 28 talks about, amen, as Peter came, amen, and was beckoned, amen, by the Gentiles, those of other nations, amen. Cornelius, who was an Italian centurion, amen, a man of prayer, amen, to begin to pray, amen, angel of the Lord appeared unto him, told him to send three of his men, amen, and just Simon Peter, amen, who, amen, was knocking down the tanner's house. The scripture teaches that in the book of Acts, amen, that, amen, he was up there on the roof, amen, amen, in a trance, and God gave him a vision, amen, out of heaven. And God wants to give you a vision out of heaven tonight, church, amen. He wants to change your thinking. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 58, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways, as far as the heaven is above the earth, amen. For he sent the rain and the snow to bring forth the bud and blossom. He said, his word will not return unto him void, but it will prosper in that which is accomplished, amen. Hallelujah. And so tonight, the word of God is coming into each and every one of our lives. The word of God was coming to this woman of the well. The word of God's coming into Sister Glass's son on his job, this other woman, amen, and what took her life, coming in, now she's getting an increase. You have to know tonight that increase comes from the Lord, promotion comes from the Lord. Psalm 75, amen, it doesn't come from the east or the west, it comes from the north, it comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And you need to know, amen, that the increase of his government, in Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7, and peace there shall be no end. This is an everlasting kingdom, it's from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. Amen. We find tonight, amen, that as he had asked her to give her a drink, give him a drink, knowing that there was no dealings, amen, that they had a law, that there was no dealings between those of other nations. And even as Peter said, amen, that he'd come and God let down a sheet with unclean animals that were unclean only to the Jews to eat. Amen. They were given this unclean animals in Leviticus, amen. They were instructed certain ones that they could not eat. But hallelujah, tonight, amen, God but his cleanse. Oh, tonight God is sending his word to clean you.
Amen.
Tonight the Bible says, amen, in John 15:1, he said, my Father is the husbandman. 15:2 says, I am the true vine and ye are the branches. He said, ye are clean by the words I have spoken unto you. The word of God will clean you up tonight. The word of God in John 15:15, if you believe, will clean you up tonight. No matter what, it will clean you of drugs. It will clean you of alcohol. It will clean you of sin.
Amen.
It will clean you of depression. It will clean you of oppression. It will clean, just like said to God, new devil, new level. Amen. He said, come up to a God that is higher than you. The Bible says, to a rock that is higher than I. The Bible says in Psalm 46:1, God is a refuge, a very present help in times of trouble. David said in the Psalm, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in him. He said in Isaiah chapter 26, amen, verse 3, amen. He said, I will keep thee. He said out in verse 1 and to brewers. In other words, that's outer walls. The Bible says in Isaiah 59:19, I believe it is, in the east of us, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Come and see the Lord that I serve tonight. Come and see what the Lord will do for you tonight. Come and see the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto him, he says. Amen. And the Bible says, hallelujah, tells us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
Amen.
You and learn of me. There's a learning when you get yoked up with Jesus. Come and see the yoke and the burden, amen. For it's light and easy. He said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Amen. Tonight, amen, as we come unto him, there's a rest, amen, but his rest is not.
Amen.
A day. It was a lifetime of resting in the Lord Jesus Christ, resting and ceasing from your works. What works? I'm not talking about working and ceasing from the works on your job, your 8 hour, your 9 to 5 job, or whatever it is. You might work 12 hours a day. You might work 6 or 7 days a week. But I'm talking
thank
about
you,
ceasing from the works of your adultery, ceasing of your works of eternity, ceasing of your works of activity, ceasing of your works of the faith. That is in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. That's the way that he's telling us to see some. And the enemy is blessed. It is because he's the Lord of the Sabbath. Come and see the Lord. Amen. And he said, amen. He told the woman, if you were near the gift of God, tonight, do you know the gift of God? Do you know who it is that is asking you to give him a drink? Amen. God would have asked him, and I would give you living water. Amen. He's coming. This will sustain her, but he's talking about a well that will give her eternal life. He's talking about a well, amen. He's not talking about Jacob's well. Jacob's well will sustain her in this life, in this present time. But God is the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about a gift that will give her eternal life. The Lord Jesus Christ is talking about a well that she can come with, amen. Where, amen, where all will come who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and as they come, he's talking about a well that functions of life, but it's in Revelation 17, that the scripture says that the Lamb will lead and feed. Amen. About the living fountains. Amen. Hallelujah. That Lamb of God. Amen. Will lead and feed. The Lamb will lead. Amen. Those others that are sown. Amen. Hallelujah. We come. Amen. I'm talking about a world tonight that there's a family gathering. That the Bible says that the very ways are numbered that no man can number. I'm talking about all of this gathering up the same will of God tonight. I'm talking about that we can all group and ask. Amen. Amen. When we get to that world. The Bible says, I believe it's in John chapter 7. Hallelujah. When we're talking about the feast, I believe in John chapter 7, in the last day of the great feast of the tabernacles, Jesus stood in Christ, saying in any man's face, let him come. Oh, unto me, come unto me, come and see and drink. Amen. Come unto him. He is the water of life. He is the everlasting fountain. Amen. We will eat, drink, have our own Christians. But tonight you need to know that brokenness of the Christians. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Here is this little boy found in the pool. But I know in the pool in John chapter 5. Amen. You know, a pool can be either a place of life or a place of death. You know, Scripture teaches. Amen. John chapter 5. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, you need a hot eye. Tonight, he hears out of him. He had emergency, they had never been emergency, and that had emergency, it could be a name they got. This word is out of him, it's something good. They're coming to a well, amen. They're coming to a place, amen. And they're coming to the right of the world, but they're not coming to the right of salvation. Anybody saying that they're like the Jewish of the Son, that I want to be the Jewish of the Son,
life and that more abundant. There's life and there's an abundant life when you have cancer, don't have cancer.
Yeah.
There's a
coming in the light, whether you're in or out. There's abundance of life. The abundance of life is there for this man that's the will. John chapter 4. The Bible says a certain man there in John chapter 5 was there within 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying, he had been now a long time in that case. That had been a long time in the case, in the situation. You know what? I'm 60 years old. I've been a long time in the case. I'm going to die. I'm still living. I'm still living at the end. I'm still living at the well. I'm still drinking from the same fountain. And that fountain is Jesus Christ. He said in John chapter 7, if any man let him come on and drink. And you know, I've been drinking from different waters. I've been drinking from the purified waters. And you know, the city waters. And you know, I own the nations. Amen. And those of you that are listening over in third world country, a lot of you don't even know what clean water is. Amen. You have to fight. Amen. There's no such thing as going in the world. There's no such thing. You have to fight. Amen. For your daily water. You have to fight when we go. And some of our cities here in America have been, the waters have been polluted. The things have been polluted. Amen. Man has polluted the earth. But you know what you need to know? We polluted the earth. We destroyed the thing, the ecosystem and all these things. We put our stuff, amen, all in the water, all in the earth and everything. And amen, but there's a God in heaven, amen, that's going to purify it. And we come tonight. Bible says he would believe in me. John chapter 7, verse 38. As the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. When I drink of this water, it doesn't only come in, but it comes out. But it comes out as clean water. He told Peter, he said, rise, slay and eat. He said, nay, Lord, I've never eaten anything common or unclean. He said, but what I've cleaned, Father, what I've cleaned, Peter. Call that not uncommon or clean. Tonight, God will make each and every one of you that receive his word, kings and priests, unto our God. He will purify you, make you holy. These waters are holy waters. I'm not talking about something that's sprinkled on you. I'm talking about it comes from the source. I'm talking about it comes from the Word of God. Amen. It doesn't come out of a center that man has. It comes out that which only God has. Hallelujah. He said, are you done? Shall flow rivers of living waters. But it's speaking of the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not your dweller. Remember what he had to do? He said, I go away. It is expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. The Holy Ghost couldn't come until the glorified body of Christ was ascended to the Father. And then 50 days later, on the day of Pentecost, on the feast of Pentecost, on the feast of the first fruits and the feast of the ingathering, 50 days later, in the natural harvest, the first fruits were coming. Oh, the first begotten of the dead was raising up. And, amen, they were all sitting in one mind and one accord. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that in Acts chapter 2 that it came and sound as a rushing mighty wind. That was that breath of God. Remember what he told Nicodemus in John chapter 3? It's like a wind. You know not where it lifts, it's where it goes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We must be born again, not going back into our mother's womb. Amen. Oh, that little grandbaby, amen, hallelujah, that was born. But you know what? Even greater than that, there's going to be a second birth. Hallelujah. There's going to be a second birth. Hallelujah. She's going to be with her everlasting Father. There's a second birth, amen. There was a first birth the day before, but there's going to be a new birth, amen. It's this grandchild, not only this grandchild, but others come in. There's going to be new births tonight. I'm praying that on this program and broadcast, there's going to be new souls, a new name written down in glory tonight. Hallelujah. A new thing on the birth roll tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Bouncing baby boys and bouncing baby girls and mature men, alcoholics, amen, drug addicts are being born again and being made new for all who would ever come to Christ. This little girl being made new, hallelujah, by the power of God, people being healed by the power and deliverance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where's our faith? Where's our faith tonight? Amen. When we come, amen, when the disciples first got on the trip, when they first got on the journey, the Bible says he was weary with the journey. Amen. Remember that the Lord got in the boat, amen, they were coming, and the weather was fine, amen, and hallelujah, you know, we got a lot of fair weather Christians, man, the sun's shining, get in the boat, man, we're going there. He said, let's get in the boat and go on the other side. And they started going over there, amen, the Bible says in the 100th part of the ship, he was asleep in the book of Mark. Hallelujah.
And all of a sudden the winds begin to come, the storms. The Bible says the wind waves coming into the boat. They come back, amen, to wake him up. Master, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Come and see. Come and see. Don't you care we perish? He woke up and he said, how is it that you have no faith? Church tonight, how is it that you have no faith? Jesus is still here. Jesus is still on board. Jesus is still on board your life. Tonight, where you would ask him, where are you? It's not where he is. Where are you tonight, church? Where are you, woman at the well? Jesus, you have to understand, when she came there, Jesus was already there. When she came to the well, what was the difference that day? Jesus was already, had already made an appointment to come and see her. Scripture said in John chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, whosoever drinketh of this water, in 4:13, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. You have to go back to the wells of the world, church. That thirst, amen, you have to go back again, but he's talking about, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. You have to understand when God gives you a drink, it's a spring. It's a spring. So many people will come. They go to the spring. People will go to hot springs for healing for their bones and all this kind of stuff. You want healing for your bones? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, it's health to thy navel. Amen. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Honor him with thy first substance, so shall thy bones be filled. And the Bible says, and there in John chapter 4, she said, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She didn't understand. She was still going to have to come to Jacob's well. But she was never going to have, her spirit would never thirst again. Her everlasting, she would never thirst for anything else but Jesus Christ. She would never thirst for any other pagan god, idol god, or any other god. Church tonight, amen. There are those of you that are thirsting for this and thirsting for that. But the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. That's a promise of God. That's
yeah.
God's promise. Not one of his promises is a failure tonight. He said, call your husband, knowing that she did not have a husband. See, amen. She said, thou hast no husband. He said, I have no husband. He said, for thou hast had five husbands. And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and thou said thou truly. He knew that she was living in sin, but did he condemn her? No. He was bringing her to a place. He was giving her an opportunity. Church, tonight, God's giving you an opportunity to come to the Lord's wife. Church, tonight, no matter what your sin, amen, just like the woman that's caught in the midst of... Church, tonight, God will say to you, as one by one, he wrote down in the sand. They accused her, and one by one. He said, he who is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. At that time, they would cast, there would be white stones and black stones. Black stones were black stones of guilt. White stones were stones of innocency. And so what he had told them, he said, if you want to throw a stone of innocency or guilt here, you have to be not guilty yourself. The Bible says if we are guilty of the least of these, we are guilty of all.
Amen.
Church, tonight we all stand before him guilty. But when the blood of Jesus Christ, when we drink that water of life, it purifies us. It cleanses us. When God's word speaks into us and meets us at the wells of life, like he met this woman in John chapter 4, it gave her a drink. It changed her life. And he began to tell her that she said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Oh, truly, he is a prophet that would come into the world, just like they said in Acts chapter 10. Just like Moses said, he said, there would be a prophet that would raise up, like an enemy, unto thy brethren. This was that prophet for the world. And he said in verse 21, he said, woman, believe me, the hour is cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem, which that was Mount Gerizim. The Bible says, I believe it's in Deuteronomy 11:29, talked about in the mountains there, and he was putting blessings and cursing. He put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim. He put the cursing upon Mount Ebal. You know, I was thinking one of these young men asked for blessings and more blessings. You know, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Tonight, church,
mm-hmm.
You want blessings? You want showers of blessings? The Bible says, around his mountain there shall be showers of blessings. You know, tonight here it rained. I wasn't even sure I was going to be able to get on a broadcast. We just had storm after storm after storm after storm. Visitation from God. Just visitation from God. His storms, his clouds, his wind, his rain. Amen. Good church tonight. I'm having a visitation from God right now. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord's in the whirlwind tonight, church. Have you seen him? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and what did he say? Amen. He said, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him? Church, come and see. Come see a man that's told me everything that I've done. And yet he said, he knew every sin I've ever committed or will ever commit and have committed. But yet he said, my son, come unto me. Come and drink of me, and I will give you the hour. He said, the hour is coming when the true worshipers, verse 23, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And the Father is seeking such to worship. Church tonight, he was seeking that woman at the well from making her a woman that would not be able to come to the waters to a true worshiper. Tonight, he's seeking, come and see, all you true worshipers and all those of you, the Father's seeking for you to become a true worshiper. Maybe you've been worshiping in a certain place and it hasn't met your need. How about worshiping? It's not in the place you worship. It's who you worship and how you worship. And that worship is in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, and in the truth of God's Word tonight. It waters because the Spirit, and they that worship him shall worship him in spirit and truth. And they had come, the disciples had come, to come back here with the meat. And they didn't ask that he was speaking to this woman. They knew that they didn't have no dealings with this woman, but God was already dealing with this woman, going beyond the realm that they would believe. No dealings. No one asked what he was saying or what she wanted. And in times past, the Bible said to be slow to speak, yeah, swift to hear. He said, Lord, eat. Master, eat. He said, I have meat that you know not of. He said, my meat is to do the will of the Father. He had already eaten. Oh, what did he eat? Because his daughter who had come to the well, whose daughter, who had been with five men, was now coming to be with him, and let him be her God. Let her and worship her father. They had come. There was a family reunion. Amen. And even though the one was Samaritan and the one was Jew, on that day, at that well, when they drank of the water, they became one. Church tonight, no matter where you're Jew or Greek, bond or free, male or female, tonight, when you come and drink of the waters of life, you're all one in Christ Jesus. Come and see a man who has told me everything that I've done. And he said, come and see. Go ahead, Brother Sidney.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. That was good preaching there. And if you want to be part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Praise God. And again, it's 347-989-8862. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have this here song, and we're going to get Brother Yearwood to come in and obey God.
Thank you. came to tell you this morning that if you got a big old mountain, a mountain that you can't climb, Lordy, you got a wide, wide river. You're having a little bit of trouble tippy-toeing across. My Lord, if you got a valley, oh, that you just can't seem to stand, why don't you let
praise God. Again, I stopped the song that there. If you want to hear the entirety, it is on YouTube. It's called Give Up and Let Jesus Take Over by Randy Knapps is singing that there. And it, Knapps is spelled K-N-A-P-S. And you will surely enjoy that. Praise God. And Brother Yearwood, once you come in, brother, and just obey the Lord. Hallelujah. It's been a good service tonight.
Amen. Sure have. I really enjoyed it there. We got some prayer requests here, Sister Joanne. We'll turn in. It's okay.
Amen. Yes.
I lost my paper for all the other ones, but God knows who they are. We had inspection, and we don't know where the papers are, so God knows who they are. Debbie O'Connor's Branham says, please pray for a young boy named Candom who is very sick. He was flown to the Scottish Rite this morning and is in ICU. His fever was 104, and he was having problems with his heart and difficulty breathing, and said pray also for his mother and father. And my brother Kim will be having surgery on the 19th for his eye, and then 3 weeks later he'll have the other eye done, and then after that he'll have a hernia surgery. So let's remember Kim, he needs salvation. And Tim's little cousin, I think he's about 12 or 13 years old, Brent Roberts, is in ICU at UT Hospital. Brent had a port that pumped the insulin into his body, and his dad had the doctors remove it. So he's back in the hospital now, and they're having to put the port back in him. So let's remember him, and let's remember his dad. He needs salvation.
Praise the Lord. Also, you can remember me. I don't know what's going on with me. I've been hurting, been trying to lose my voice for about 3 or 4 months, and now I'm hurting through the top part of my stomach and my chest. And so I don't know. I've been hurting there for quite a while there, too. So God knows all about it, and I may try to go to the doctor there next week sometime or another. But anyway, tonight we're in a service, and I just want to praise God for it. And I'd like to say, too, we made connections today with a brother Yearwood up in New Jersey. Boy, I mean, he was doing some preaching and prophesying. We spent 2 hours in service with him. I just went off just about 15 minutes before time come on with you guys. So just praise God for what he's doing and the move of God that's going across this land today. Amen. You know, I praise God. You know, the subject is tonight is come and see. You know, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Come and see what the Lord is doing. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just praise him. You know, I sitting here today at the house, and a couple guys was here, and I got a chance. One of them was saying it was okay. He said to smoke marijuana, and said that smoking marijuana was healing cancers and everything else. And I told him that's just a lie of the devil. You know, I don't believe in smoking the drugs and taking drugs as anything that's going to do anything for us. But praise God, I thank God. I told him, I said, you know, I said, I used to be hooked on them drugs. I used to be hooked on paint thinner and everything else. But I said, I thank God, 1975,
amen,
January 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I met Jesus.
Lord.
Praise God, and I met him. All the drugs and alcohol and the paint thinner went right straight out through the top of my head and right straight out through the top of that little car.
Hallelujah.
And I praise God, hallelujah, because God has changed me, you know, and he'll change you out there. You may be hooked on drugs, praise God, but God is looking for somebody that he can set free, that he can deliver, hallelujah. Just like this woman here, praise God. I tell you what, I'm going to start here in verse 7 there, and I'm going to read a verse or two, then I'm going to let Betty read some for me. But in verse 7, the fourth chapter of St. John, it says, there cometh a woman of the Samaritan to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. You know, praise God. Jesus was thirsty on his journey there, and he was tired, and he sat down there at the well, and he seen her coming, and he told her to give her a drink of water, and she said, for his disciples was gone away unto the city to buy meat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. You know, praise God. You know, she didn't know what she was saying there, really. If she had, if she'd have known God, let's just go on down into the next verse there. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and how and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have give thee living water. You know, praise God. She didn't know the gift of God. She didn't know who she was talking to there. But praise God, I'm glad, hallelujah, that Jesus revealed himself to her. And I'm glad, praise God, that she was willing to receive from the Lord. You know, if we're willing to receive from God, God will reveal himself to us. Jesus revealed himself to that woman there. And praise God when he did. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read some. Verse 11.
The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
Amen. Praise God. You know, I'd like to just think there just for a minute, back up there where the woman told her, Jesus said that she's had five, and the one that she had now is not her husband. You know, whenever she went out to the city, I went out there to tell them to come and see a man who told her all the things that she'd ever done. You know, she went to the men of that city. She went to the ones that she probably had been with. But praise God, you know, Jesus forgive her of her sins. And, you know, I tell you what, he's still today forgiving people of their sins. I praise God today that the Lord is still on the saving side. I'm proud today to report that don't matter how cold, how much sin you've been in, don't matter how far you've been down, the Lord is reaching down to pick you up. If you'll reach up, he'll reach down, and he will pick you up, and he'll set your feet up on that solid rock, and you'll be able, my friend, to worship wherever that you're at. You know, Jesus said, or she said that men, fathers went and worshiped in the mountains, but Jesus said to worship in Jerusalem. In other words, worship wherever that you're at. Hold up holy hands wherever that you're at. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, I beg you tonight to look up. Praise God, you're down on the bottom now, but look up. The Lord will reach down. He will set your feet up on that solid rock, just like he told Peter. He said, I'll build my church upon this rock, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I tell you what, tonight, my friend, we need to let the church be built up in us. We need to receive from the Lord that we can reveal his word. You know, let the river of living waters flow out of our inner beings. That's what he's telling them there. The Spirit of God will overflow ye. It will come out of you. It will come out of your belly and it will overflow. If we would just only reach up to him and let him go forth with us, praise God. I want us to look over into, praise God, over into Revelation. I want to look into Revelation 21 and verse 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bear with me just 1 second here, please. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Revelation 21 and verse 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. You know, praise God, that's what he's telling us there. He'll give us the water of life freely if we'll only take a hold and let him give it to us. Let's look into a Revelation there, into 22 and verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Praise God. That's what the Lord is telling us here tonight. Let us take the water of life freely. Let's look into one more place. Into Romans, the 6th chapter and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, praise God, he gave that woman a drink of water, and she accepted it freely. And there he tells us here in the 6th chapter of Romans, and verse 23, it said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's all we've got to do, my friend, tonight, is just realize that God has given us life, and he's given us water that we shall never thirst again if we will only take on him, you know, take him up and let him come into our life and let us take him on and live according to his word. Take his word on and put it on us, praise God, and live according to his word. Then it'll be worth it all one day after a while to be able to say that it has been wonderful to serve the Lord. I'm so thankful tonight that I can testify about the salvation of the Lord that has come into my life. I say a lot of times, I may not have dotted every I may not have crossed every T, But praise God, I believe that I'm striving to my best to do what the Lord said. And if he says all he asks us to do is to do our best. And if we will do our best, one day after a while, he will say, you've been rulers over many few things, and I'm going to make you rulers over many things. I want to be able to hear him say, you've done this and you've done that. And I've had a testimony that would please God. Be like Enoch. I believe it was Enoch that had the testimony that pleased God. You know, each one of us tonight can have the testimony that pleased God. All we've got to do is take the word, minister the word. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful tonight that praise God that God, it don't matter how far in sin that we might have went, God is still a God that's still reaching out and taking us by the hand, lifting us up and setting our feet upon that solid rock. That one day after a while we hear him say, you've been well done. Come on in. Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I praise God for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's been good to be on here tonight with you. So I'll just stand back and listen now, Sister Green. So you can just go ahead with it. Praise God. Appreciate you.
Praise God. Sounding real good there, Brother Yearwood. And we appreciate you all, Sister Betty. And thank God for you. And we just love you all. Love everyone that's called in here tonight. And you know, we love the one that's the sinner out there that may never have given their heart to God. We want you to pray. We want to see you make it to heaven. Praise the Lord. We may never meet you on this side, but we'd love to meet you on the other side. Praise the Lord. And Brother Yearwood, we want to just go ahead and pray for you right now. And as we pray for Brother Yearwood, let's remember all the requests. And let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord, to reach right down and touch Brother Yearwood right there in Madisonville, Tennessee. Lord, touch his stomach, dear God, that he has been suffering with, dear God, in his chest. Lord, touch him, dear God. Make those symptoms go away, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And touch all these prayer requests, Lord. This Gladys' daughter, Chelsea, Lord, they're working with her, Lord. Bring her back to the fold, dear God, to serve you, dear Lord. And all the prayer requests, Lord, that's been mentioned here tonight, God. Your family represent here. In the name of Jesus, Lord, save them that are lost, dear God. In the name of Jesus, that are facing persecution over a third world country. Dear God, I ask that you make way, Lord, of other escape, Lord, dear God, so that they can serve you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray, God, Lord, for doing it. Thank you for having a country, Lord, that we can serve you in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for one of them.
Lord, to have repented their lives.
Lord, touch the church, dear Lord, represented here tonight, dear God. Brother Maggart, dear God. Touch Brother Kincaid's family, dear God, as they lay in the rest. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we speak to you, God. Touch Samuel's church, dear God. Touch Brother Wayne Gifford, Lord, his church. Madison Church of God, Lord, touch that church. And Brother Mac, Lord Jesus, full gospel out, God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. Thank you, God, for doing it. In Jesus' name, we're going to turn it over to Brother Green. Hallelujah. It's really been good tonight.
Sister Green?
Yeah.
I'd like to give a praise report there, if it's okay.
Absolutely.
You talking about that little girl that fell in that the water or in that pool or whatever. Here about 2 years ago, Brother Paul Fritz, Teleco Church of God pastor, he had a grandson, a great-grandson that was 2 years old. He fell in their swimming pool, and he was on the bottom of the pool for 45 minutes. They got him out, and they didn't think that he was going to make it. But God brought him back, brought him out of that, and he's in a perfect mind, just as good as he ever was. And God gave him a miracle, and I'm believing God to give that girl a miracle. I believe she's going to come back.
Yes, praise amen, God. Brother Yearwood. Praise God.
Praise God. It's been good tonight. We've had a lot of good preaching tonight. We've talked about how we need to come and see Jesus. And I'll tell you, this is the greatest need tonight is people to come to Jesus and come and to see him for who he is. And, you know, they're preaching today in many places. They're starting to change a lot of our Bibles, adding to and taking away, and changing words. And but I tell you, we're sticking with the King James Version Bible. And you know, we think that we can see Jesus in the Word of God. And,
Amen.
If we can hang on to the true Word of God, we can show people who Jesus really is and who he was. Praise God. When he walked the shores of Galilee, when he went about healing the sick and raising the dead, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible tells us he's still healing the sick, and he's still raising the dead, and he's doing wonders and miracles, and he's working in his church. Praise God. And you know, and he gave us the Holy Ghost, and he is giving us gifts that we could bring the harvest in, and that's what it's all about tonight, is to getting souls born again into the kingdom of God. And they'll never be saved if they can't see Jesus. But somebody said tonight, you might be the only Bible that somebody will ever read, but I tell you, the world's watching you. They're watching me, and they're watching each one of us that call ourselves a Christian. They want to know what makes us tick and why do we do what we do. But you know what? We do this because we see Jesus for who he really is. Now, I got a glimpse of Jesus one day. Praise God. I was a young man and 25 years old, and I was lost without God. And I came into a church. A friend of mine got saved, and he kept inviting me to church, and I finally went. And, you know, I began to see Jesus in that church. I began to see his healing power. I began to see how he healed the sick. And I said, there's something going on in this church. I said, you know, I've been to church before, but what is going on? And I thought they was into witchcraft or something. I really didn't know. And, you know, I began to read my Bible, and I began to find out that the things was going on in that church was the same things that was going on there in the book of Acts. It was the same thing that was going on when Jesus had his ministry. I remember a woman went up for prayer one night, and they laid hands on her, and she fell out in the floor, And I thought, what kind of healing is this? They've killed her. But, you know, I began to look, and I was a-stretching, you know, to see her as she laid there on the floor. She was an elderly woman, and she was just a-laying in the floor. She had hit that floor hard. Nobody caught her or anything, but she was laying there just laughing in the spirit. And they finally just left her lay and walked on and prayed for some more people, and act like nothing wasn't going on, wasn't nothing happening. And I thought, boy, this is strange. I went home, got my Bible, I began to read, and I said, well, what is this? What are they doing? And you know what? I found it where Jesus prayed for a little boy, and he fell, and as though he was dead. And they said, what kind of healing is this, you know? And that was the very thing I said there, and it was in the Bible. And Jesus took that boy by the hand, lifted him up, and, you know, he was made whole. The Bible said he was healed of those devils that had him bound. And, you know, I watched that woman. They led her back. They got her up finally there. She laid there for a while, and they got her up and led her all the way back to the back pew. And she was just laughing in the spirit, and she was drunk on that new wine that the Bible talks about. You know, Jesus is the one that heals the sick and blind. He went about he healed and he delivered. He's never lost his power. He's not on vacation somewhere. But he's still doing miracles, and he's still working
Amen.
In the midst of his church. And he said, we're two or three gathered in his name. He said he would be there in the midst of them. And, you know, if we can believe, the Bible said we can receive. It's according to our faith. Jesus said one place, according to your faith, so be it unto you. And we need to see Jesus for who he really is. He's still the healer today. He still has on that healing garment. Praise God. You know that little woman with the issue of blood, she pressed through the crowd. She touched the hem of his garment, for she said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Praise God. And he's still doing the same thing today. Praise God. And I want to read something here in chapter 4, verse 29. It says, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? You know, I want to invite you, if you're not going to church anywhere, I want to invite you to find you a church somewhere and to get in that church and just come and see what it's all about. Just come and see, you know, find you a church that preaches out of the King James Version Bible. Find you a church. It may not be the biggest church in town. It may not be the fanciest church in town. It might just be a little church somewhere where there's just a few believers. But I'll tell you what, it makes a difference what you believe tonight. You must believe
Amen.
That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, Amen. And forever, that he's never changed. And, you know, he never will. The Bible said that the Lord, he changes not. And you know,
Amen.
Jesus said, when you have seen me, and he said, you have seen the Father. So, you know, when he was healing the sick, he was doing the Father's will. It's not God's will tonight that any should perish, and it's not God's will tonight that people to be sick. But God wants you to be well. God wants you to prosper, to be in health. The Bible said there, I believe it's 3 John, I wish above all things, John said, that you may be, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. And God wants our soul to prosper. He wants us to be born again, just like one of the preachers tonight was preaching on John chapter 3, where Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he basically said, well, what can I do to be saved? And, you know, Jesus told him that he must be born again, and that's where it's at tonight. We're going to have to take a drink of that living water that a woman at the well got a hold of that day when she came there to draw water at Jacob's well. And Jesus said there in verse number 7, he said, give me to drink. He asked that woman, give me a drink of water. You know, Jesus made a point of contact there with that woman because he knew she had come to that well. And there he was on the well, and he had nothing to draw the water with. But you know what? He said, give me to drink. And he really knew down in his soul that he didn't need the drink so much as she did, because he was the well, praise God. He was the well that was sitting on the well, praise God. Praise God. He had that living water. And, you know, on that great day of the feast, he stood and cried, come unto me, he said, and I will give you a water to drink. And they claimed that on the feast day, there at Pentecost, they would pour, the high priest would take a pitcher of water and he would begin to pour it out, and that Jesus was that water of life, praise God, that high priest was a pouring out. And I'll tell you, we can go to the well today, but we've got to go to Jesus. You know, you could go to Jacob's well, but you won't find Jesus sitting on that well anymore. But you can go straight to Jesus, because he's greater than the well, praise God. He is the Messiah. She said, we know that Messiah cometh. And he said, I that speak unto thee am him. I am the Messiah. I am the one, praise God. You won't have to go to that mountain anymore or wherever you go to worship. You can worship me, and you can worship the Father in the Spirit and in the truth. Praise God. I want to read a little bit of Scripture here in verse 39. Praise God. In chapter 4, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." You know, she had said over there, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And so she left her water pot and she ran into town. And the Bible said there in verse 39, many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, praise God, because of what the woman said. And I'll tell you something. They came out. In verse 40 it says, "So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days, and many more believed." The Bible said here in verse 41 that many more believed because of his own word. They heard Jesus for themselves, and many more of them believed. And verse 42 says, "And said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." So they had found out by their own coming out to see, and that's what I'm saying tonight, come and see. If you've been sitting at home, you've not been going to church anywhere, you know, you may talk to God in your house, and you may read your Bible, but I'll tell you what, if you want to get in a real move of God, you need to get with the fellow saints. You need to come, and you need to fellowship with the saints. And, you know, there's power in number. There's power. If you can get two or three to agree on any one thing, the Bible said, it shall be done. And that's why we need the fellowship, praise God. We need to get in to the house of God, and we need to stay in with believers because we gain from one another, and we draw strength from one another. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So it says Amen. Here that many believe. Praise God. And I want to turn over here to chapter 4 and verse 46 through 53. It says, "So Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, where he had made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down, or my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house." So, you know, when people see things happen, and they know that it's God, it'll make a believer out of them. When they know, you know, many times a pastor or evangelist or a prophet or whoever they might be, a preacher, a woman of God or somebody that's working for God, you know, they'll tell you something that the Lord tells them. And, you know, these things come to pass, and it builds your faith, and it helps you to believe because you see the signs and the wonders. And, you know, the Bible says that's how come people will believe, is because they'll say that God is in you of a truth. When you prophesy over there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and and chapter 14, it talks about all the gifts of the Spirit that God has given to the church, and he's given us many gifts, and you know, but the thing about it is all of these gifts works through the Spirit of God and through the Spirit of Christ, and where the name of Jesus is preached, and God honors that because he is the Son of God, because he is the Messiah, and he is the one that makes a way. Praise God. I want to read here in John chapter 10, verse 19. And, first of all, I think I better back up over to chapter 9 of John. And in the first verse of chapter 9, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And so you see, Jesus met a man that was blind, and he told this man to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the man went and came seeing, the Bible says. And when he came back seeing, he went back to the synagogue. And they began to question this man. They began to ask him, who was it that opened your eyes? Who was it that made you to see? And he began to tell them that there was a man called Jesus. He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received a sight. Praise God. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. And they began to badger, you know, this man, and they began to talk to this man, and they began to tell this man that that Jesus was not a prophet, that he was a sinner. And the man told him, said, here it said in verse 16, Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. Praise God. We're running low on time here, but I'll tell you something. It's been a good broadcast tonight. And, you know, they threw this man out of the synagogue because he believed on Jesus. You know, today you may get in trouble if you believe in this man called Jesus. But I'll tell you what, once you get a glimpse of Jesus, once you know that he is the Son of God and he is the Messiah, he is the way and the truth and life. Now, I'll tell you, once you know that, it won't matter if they throw you out of their synagogue. It won't matter if they put you out of their company, but I'll tell you what'll matter. It'll matter that we hang on to Jesus, that we keep him in the center of our life. And I want to tell you out there tonight, if you're not saved, I want you to call on Jesus. He is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And he's the only way of salvation. There is none other name given among men whereby that we might be saved, but in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I believe we're out of time. Praise God. And we're glad you came on with us tonight. We just want to keep praying for all these people that's been requested. During the week, be praying, and we'll talk to y'all, I guess, next week. Praise God. Thank you for coming on, listening in. God bless y'all.
God bless you all. Appreciate you.